Hi, I'm Bridget Nelson Hardy. My mom, Peggy Nelson, fell at home yesterday and broke her hip. I am anticipating a tough few days ahead, especially because recently I started noticing that she was getting a little more forgetful at home. For example, she was always on the ball with sending birthday cards to everyone in the family, even her nieces and nephews who live far away. But now it seems like she doesn't even remember all of their names. She tries to hide it when I ask her, but I can tell. Besides that, I have noticed her mail was stuffed into a drawer in her kitchen, and I'm afraid that she's going to miss paying a bill or something. Just when you think life is going to get easier, things happen. I've been married for 29 years to a wonderful man. His name is Tom, and he works for a technology company close to home. He is so helpful with checking in on my mother whenever he gets the chance. She has him on speed dial when she needs something repaired. Tom and I are finally empty nesters. The last of our three kids just graduated from college, and all three are moving on with their lives. Our oldest son and his wife are expecting our first grandchild in 2 months or so. Tom and I are so excited, but they live out of state, and now I'm not sure how often we'll be able to visit because of my mom's condition. We also were making a wish list of some places we'd like to go on vacation, but all that is on hold for a while, I guess. Now, I'm not sure what's going to happen next. I'm really concerned about her going back to her house as she lives alone. Her house is a split level and her bedroom is upstairs. How will she get up those stairs with her hip? And her house is kind of cluttered, too. She has kept everything since she moved into that house 50 years ago. My dad passed away about 15 years ago. Mom missed him, of course, but she did okay. She was a first grade teacher for many years, and that gave her lots of joy. Boy, did the kids all love Mrs. Nelson. My old routine was to stop by once or twice a week to visit my mom, take her shopping, and sometimes we'd stop for lunch. There's one place she loves to go because the portions are large and she takes home a doggy bag, which is enough for another meal. When I started noticing her forgetting things, I increased my visits. I travel up to a week a month for my job, so it's been hard these past months. I have some anxiety and depression that I see a doctor for. Several months ago, the doc suggested that I go on Prozac to lift my mood. Normally, I wouldn't have gone for this, but I figured I'd give it a try. I think sometimes it's hard to really take care of yourself when there's so much going on around you. Tom is a great husband, but sometimes I don't think he recognizes how stretched I am between my work and taking care of Mom. I'll need to discuss my work schedule with my boss. I think Mom will need me even more as she recovers, but I guess I'm dealing with the unknown. I can't imagine her being alone at home. What if she has another fall? I have a brother who lives out of state, but he just sends a yearly birthday card and visits occasionally when he's passing through town on business. Sometimes I feel like I'm an only child, but I don't regret what I have been able to do for my mom. She's been a good mom, raised us up with good values, and did her best to give us what she could. She even took out a second mortgage on her home to help us with college tuition for our kids. I guess we'll take one day at a time now. Right now, I just pray that her mind clears up. it seems like she doesn't even know what's going on around her now, and that scares me.